This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're good to see everybody back. Last week, we didn't have a chance to get together, so we're going to have two Iron Shirim today, one on Daf Tes Zayin and one on Daf Yud Zayin. Both, the one on Tes Zayin, I guess, will be a little bit more Lamdush. The one on Yud Zayin will be a little bit more Lahalacha, but they're both pretty Lamdush as well. Okay. So, Daf Tes Zayin. Let's take a look at the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara on Tes Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Gemara, four lines on the bottom. The Gemara asked the following question. The Mishnah said that if you have Edim, that she went out, Bihinuma, Veroisha, Perua, the Ksuba is 200. So, the Gemara asks, why do you need Edim? Roiv Nashim Besulois Nisois. So if Roiv Nashim Besulois Nisois, Roiv should dictate that she is a Besula. Why do I need Edim? She's a Besula. Roiv Nashim get married as a Besula. Now, wait a second. Very nice, most women get married as a Besula. But she wants to collect her Ksuba. That means she wants to extract money from the guy. Could you use a Roiv to be Moitzi Mamain? Well, isn't that a machlokes? Rav says, holchim b'mamein achar harayv. But Shmuel says, ain't holchim b'mamein achar harayv. So the Gemara says you should follow the rayv, but it's not unanimous that you follow a rayv. Says Toisvis, kivan de rayv nashim besulais nesois, kileka edem ayhavi. Says Toisvis, l'rav parech. The Gemara's kash is only a question in Rav. Because Rav holds that you go after Roiv by Mamoin. But according to Shmuel, who says, Ein Holchem B'mamin Acha Roiv, so then the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. Toisus learns the kasha is only in Rav. Yeah? So what I would like to share with you three other mahalchim of learning the Gemara's kasha, not like Toisus. Toisus learns the kasha is only in Rav, but it's not a kasha in Shmuel. However, there are other Rishonim. Let's start with the Toisus Yishanim. Toisus Yishanim, that you have on the page over here on the Marmakoimais. Toisus says the Toisus, Efshir da'afilu l'shmuel havelan l'mezel basaruba. It could be even Shmuel would say you follow the Rav. Why? V'loy os v'loy acher cheskas mamain. Kivan de cheskas haguf mesayeya l'roiv. Because not only is there a cheskas, not only is there a roiv that she got married as a basula. It's true Shmuel doesn't follow a roiv. That's roiv greda, that's roiv alone. But what if the roiv is supported by cheskas haguf? Kivan de cheskas haguf mesayeya l'roiv. Uparach shapir afilo aliba de Shmuel kai. Amai damrinon el. We said earlier, Kivan derayv nashim besulas nisos havalei ah. Now, the Gemara said earlier. This is interesting. The Gemara said that that Roiv makes it like Bari Veshema. Remember that? The Gemara said on the top of Tes Zayin that since most women get married as a Basula, even if he's Bari that she was not a Basula, and she's Bari she was a Basula, it's like Bari Veshema. So if Roiv Nashim Basulais Nisais, so then his Bari is like a Shema. And by Bari Veshema, Shmuel Pasins like Ram Gamliel, that Bari is strong where there's a cheskas haguf. So basically, it's not that Shmuel would say that the Roiv extracts the money. What the Roiv does is it makes his Bari a Shema. So she's a Bari, she's a Bari, he's a Shema, and she's supported by cheskas haguf. So in such a situation, Shmuel would paskin like Ram Gamliel, Bari v'Shema, Bari Adif. That's the Gemara's kasha. So therefore, the hachi parach v'nezel basar ruba the Salkadaika to have a roiv gamar. The Gemara thought it was a complete roiv. In other words, the Toisus Yeshanim says not like Toisus. Toisus learns the kasha is only in Rav, not in Shmuel. Toisus Yeshanim learns even Shmuel would agree that even though roiv can't be moitzi mamoin, but roiv could make his bari into a shema. Now once he is a, once she's a bari and she has a cheskas aguf, Shmuel would say bari with a cheskas aguf could be moitzi mamon in accordance with the shita of Rav and Gamliel. That's Toisus Yeshanim. Now, where we were recently in Haifa, we went to the kever, I think we did, of the Toisus Shans. Yeah? We were there, right? Toisus Shans? Yeah. I'm pretty sure, under the railroad over there. The Toisus Shans. Yeah? So, the Toisus Shans has another mahalach over here. The Toisus Shans learns that also, not like Toisus, but like the Toisus Yeshanim. That when the Shmuel say we don't follow a roiv, that's a bad roiv. But a good roiv, even Shmuel would hold that we follow. Now it's not so easy to read this in the Toisus Shans. Let's make this a little bigger. I don't mean it's hard to read it because the letters are small. It's just hard to read the words. He says, "V'kiven deroiv nashim besulais nesois hamaskana aliba derav damina bereish hamoicher perish holchem b'mamen achar roiv umi kaimalan." So the footnotes on the bottom say, and even if we hold like Shmuel, dafilu l'Shmuel parch, we could be asking even if Shmuel mitoch koshas rivam. Shehiksha, my time of b'dinei nefashos the chamiri azlina basaruba. Why by dinei nefashos, which is chamer, do we follow roiv? Afilu baruba the lesser kaman. Kedmuchach reish perak. Kedmuchach reish perak. Sanhedrin, perak beis of Sanhedrin. Bedine mamanois loy kol shekain parch b'sanhedrin gabe ruba de isa kaman elavadai tzarach loymar de ruba de pligi by Rav Shmuel garua kegoin hahu de reish hamoicher perush mishum dahu gavra zovin lahacha ulahacha v'yafagav de parch hasam meroiv nashim besuis nisus the Rav l'Shmuel havanicha mishum de sakadaitach de roiv hanisus besuis yesh lo koil megareyala. So the Gemara is going back and forth how weakened this roiv is. But basically what the Toisus Shans seems to be saying is that it's not a hard, fast rule that Shmuel holds in Hochem Maman Acha Roiv. It depends on the relative strength of the roiv. There would be cases where Shmuel would say, yes, in fact, we could use the roiv to be moitzi mamon. Okay, so now the main mahalach I want to focus on here is the mahalach of the Baal Hamar. I think I put on the sheet. Yeah. The Baal Hamar, Reb Zrachya Halevi. He has a very interesting mahalach. Says the Baal Hamar, "V'kivon deroiv nashim besulais nisois ki lo yasu edem ayhavi perush yesh lamer l'rav komakshi." We're asking in Rav, "Kidika makshi le mine the Baba Basra." And Baba Basra, we ask according to Shitas Rav. He says, "V'yesh loymer afilu l'Shmuel." You could say the kasha is even in Shmuel. Kaloymer, "V'nehemna." We should believe her afagav the ein holchem b'mamon achar roiv. When do you not follow a roiv? That's when there's one koyach. Mishum dehacha ikotarti. But here there are two koyachos. Ruba V'chazaka de gufa. V'hachachada. But he only has one kachazak de b'mayna. Now, this might be slightly different than the Tosfos Yeshanim. Tosfos Yeshanim learns the roiv weakens his bari, and now it becomes bari v'shema. So a bari v'shema, you could be mitzi mamon with cheskas hagof. The Baal Amar is not saying the roiv makes his bari into a shema. It's just she has two things going for her. She has roiv and cheskas hagof. Midi dehava ataina misharastani nenasi dehemnala. The same way when a woman has a bari and a cheskas haguf, two koichos could be mitzi mama in bari and cheskas haguf. Likewise, roiv and cheskas haguf. In fact, in other words, it's not that the roiv makes his bari into a shema, so now it's a bari with cheskas haguf. The pshat is, why does bari with cheska guf work? It works through the koyach of two. So if bari and cheska guf works, roiv and cheska saguf work. By the way, we're going to see in the Pnei Yeshua, what's stronger, roiv or bari? We know roiv works against his chazek isura, bari doesn't work. So since roiv is stronger than a bari, if bari with chazek aguf could be mighty mamain, roiv with cheskas aguf could definitely be mighty mamain, because roiv is stronger than a bari. But again, the Baal Amar is saying it's the koyach of two. It's the combination of two. Not that the roiv makes his bari into a shema. It's the koyach of roiv and cheskas aguf could be mighty mamain, just like bari with cheskas aguf could be mighty mamain. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, on his own, without seeing the Baal Amar, he says, Ella debar mendein kashali tuva. I have a question on Tosfos. Mi hichricham lefarish kein? Who forced Tosfos to explain? Debipshitas matzino lameimra daliba dekulei aman parach. We can say very simply that the Gemara's kasha is according to everyone. Dafil ulman da'amar in hocham aman acha roiv. Even according to the opinion, we don't follow roiv. By mamon, the klal gadol bedin. There's a great principle in dinam hamotz mechaber alvaraya mikamakim hecha deika cheskas aguf bahadei roiv. Where you have a cheska guf with the roiv, vaday mahani, the cheska guf definitely works. The habari v'shema nami mematinan bereish perka par the klal gadol bedin hamotz mechaber alvaraya. Because even though, yes, there's a great rule, Hamotzi Mechaber of Haraya, but not by Bari V'Shema. Bari V'Shema doesn't apply to the Klal God of Hamotzi Mechaber of Haraya. Afil Hachichadika Cheskas Hagof, Bahade Bari, where there's Bari and Cheskas Hagof, so Bari could be Maitzi. Bahade Bari V'Shema, Maitzi and Mamain. So the same way Bari V'Shema is not subject to the Klal God of Hamotzi Mechaber of Haraya. When what? When the bari is supported by cheska guf, roiv should not be subject to hamotz mechaber al varaya, where there's a cheska saguf who adin la roiv, because roiv is greater than bari. Da adif mi bari v'shema. What's now? Says the Pnei Yeshua. I understand, says the Pnei Yeshua, that Shmuel says we don't follow a roiv by mamain, but when there's a cheska saguf, we do. Because roiv is greater than a bari. How do we know? Dala inyan yisura by iser. Bari v'shema doesn't work. Where it's chazak yisura. Kidi iser reish paraku yisharab. Like we learned in Yivam Asdaf Peches. Veruba vadei mahani afil heichad chazak yisura. Roiv works by iser. Dekai malon ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Roiv beats chazaka. So says the Pnei Yeshua, roiv is stronger than a bari. Because roiv works by iser, and bari doesn't. So it's true, roiv doesn't work by mamon. That's roiv alone. Because even bari doesn't work by mamon. But the same way bari works with cheskas haguf, roiv should work with cheskas haguf. So the Pnei Yeshua wonders, what's pshat in Tosfos that the kasha is not in Shmuel? Of course it's in Shmuel. This is not just roiv, it's roiv with cheskas haguf. And Bari is stronger, and Rav is stronger than a Bari. And Bari could be Maitzi with a Chazak Aguf, so certainly Rav. And then says in Pnei Yeshua, V'yamim Rabim Niskashi Sibazeh, I was bothered by this for very long. The Baal Amar writes this very mahalach. Now, we saw earlier the mahalach of the Tosfos Yeshanim that when you have a roiv and a cheskas haguf, the roiv weakens his bari, so it becomes bari v'shema, and then the cheskas haguf comes and is mitzi the mamon. Remember that? That's how the Tosfos Yeshanim learned it. The roiv makes it like bari v'shema, and then the cheskas haguf comes along. The Pnei Yeshua learns that it's a combination of the roiv with the cheskas haguf, because bari with cheskas haguf is mitzi, so roiv with cheskas haguf is mitzi. Chasam Sofer has a different twist. Chasam Sofer is the exact opposite of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Not that the roiv makes his bari into a shema, and then the cheskas haguf is mitzi. The cheskas haguf weakens his cheskas mamain, and now the roiv could be mitzi. When does roiv not mitzi? That's a strong cheskas mamain. But when you have a weak cheskas mamain, because it's weakened by the cheskas haguf, a roiv could be mitzi. Even in Shmuel, Chasam Sofer quotes Laharaza. According to the Baal Hamar, Kaima Hacha Maskana Filo Shmo, this goes even like Shmo, the Ba'amaloy Azlina Basa Roiv Amamite. Normally you don't follow a Roiv, Mikomagam Hacha, Ilav the Roiv Gruahu, had it not been a weak Roiv, the less like Ho, you would follow it, because the Roiv makes it like a Bari Vashema, and it's a Bari Vashema with a Cheskas Haguf. But the Chasam Sofer says a line, a little different than the Pnei Yeshua. It's not that it's the combination, it's that the Cheskas HaGuf weakens the Cheskas HaMama. And he says, V'shmaitin, d'medaminan roi, labori v'shema, hainu kan, the Cheskas HaGuf shala, megarea Cheskas HaMama in shaloi. Her Cheskas HaGuf weakens his Cheskas HaMama. Okay, so that's the first year today. The four mahalchim in the Gemara's Kasha, v'kivan deroiv nashim besulais nisais, kilayase edem mayhava. Tosfos learns it's going only according to Rav. Tosfos Yeshanim says it's going even according to Shmuel. Why? Because the roiv makes it that he's a shema, and therefore the cheskas haguf could be mitzi the mamay. The Tosfos Shans learns the combination of roiv and cheskas haguf could be mitzi mamain, the same way bari and cheskas haguf could be mitzi mamain, because a roiv is stronger than a bari, because a bari doesn't work by yisur and roiv does. And then you have the Tosfos Shans, who learned that Shmuel doesn't follow a roiv. That's by a weak roiv. A strong roiv he would follow. Okay, that is shir number one.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.